Strickland to Leitzinger. Stops the 6-0 start to the quarter. 32-24, Butler leading the ball. Strandy outside right to Kent out on top between the circles. Steers it to the left, bounce inside. Extra bounce stolen by Leitzinger. Here comes Bucky moving forward to Copeland with the pass. Copeland downhill to the rim, layup good. That's back-to-back baskets now for the Badgers. 32-26, it's going to force a Butler timeout. 5:47 to play in the third quarter, 32-26, Butler still with the lead. Let's pause 10 for a legal ID, 10 seconds for station ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Women's Basketball.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
At the Kohl Center on this Sunday afternoon, it's Butler 32, Wisconsin 26. Back after this break, you're listening to Wisconsin Badger Basketball.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
With your Wisconsin men's hockey team. Don't miss out on your chance to cheer on Mike Hastings and the Badgers as they take on Big Ten foes on home ice at the Kohl Center. For more information on Wisconsin men's hockey and to purchase single game tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Today's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. John Audius with you from Madison, Wisconsin, where the Badgers are playing host to the Butler Bulldogs in non-conference action. 32-26, Butler with the lead. Badgers come in with a 5-2 record. Butler also is 5-2 this season. Now, this is a tune-up a week from today. Wisconsin will play its first Big Ten game of the season. The schedule kind of works out funny where you go non-conference to one Big Ten team to two more non-conference games to right back into the Big Ten for the Badgers this season. But coming to the Kohl Center Sunday, it'll be a sellout as fourth-ranked Iowa and Caitlin Clark come to Madison. The Badgers take on the Hawkeyes a week from today. Jumper at the right elbow is in for Rachel Kent. Man, she is having a game. The grad transfer from IUPUI has over 1,300 career points. And today, she has 19 of the 34 for Butler. Copeland down low for the Badgers. Bang it down low on Strandy. Missed the driving shot, and she was bumped down to the ground and will go to the free throw line now. But Kent averaging just over 8 points per game this season for the Bulldogs. And like I said, she's up to 19 right now. And here is Sanaya Copeland at the free throw line now for the Badgers. Copeland, 5 of 6 from the free throw line this season, and I knew I should not have said that. She missed the free throw. In my head, I was debating how to handle that situation. I apologize. Here's Copeland. And that one's short. Leitzinger tips it back out, and Copeland catches. So Wisconsin has another possession. Pass by Schrammick, deflected, picked back up by Brooke. Now Wiggins tries to poke it away, picked up by Porter. Badger still in control, 8 on the shot clock. Porter steers over to Schrammick, zips it to the corner, caught by Leitzinger, down to 3. Copeland has to let it fly from outside the arc, and it bounces out of bounds, no good. Rachel Kent's career high is 30, by the way, for Butler. And she's got 19, a season high. It's her third straight game in double figures. And she's giving the Badgers some issues right now. 7 of the 13 field goals have been from her. And we've got a timeout on the floor. 4:58 to play in the third quarter. It's Butler 34, Wisconsin 26. Back after the break, you're listening to Wisconsin Badger Basketball from Learfield.
College sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
Are you ready for Badger basketball? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those amazing on-the-court moments. Shields is right there with you, cheering our team on to victory. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online. And let's get ready for Badger basketball. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
Maybe your hometown celebrates long-standing Swiss traditions. Cow chip throwing. Or even classic car muscle. Everyone has a hometown, and every hometown has a festival. Senex wants to hear about yours. That's why we're launching the Hometown Throwdown. Tell us about your fest, and it could win $100,000. Learn more at SenexHometownThrowdown.com. Senex, powered locally.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells is your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. John Adias with you here at the Kohl Center, Madison, Wisconsin. The Badgers trying for a 6-2 start to this young season, as is their opponent today, the Butler Bulldogs. 34-26 is the score. Butler has outscored Wisconsin 8-4 in this quarter. Overall, the Badgers now shooting 31%. From the field, Butler 33%. Bulldogs basketball. This is Jeans, top of the arc, bouncing and getting her shot rejected as Wingler. She bounced to Wingler, who was cutting to the rim, and there is Sarah Williams, dangerous defender. Blocked by Williams and out of bounds with her right hand, just shot it out of bounds. Reach-in foul called against Copeland off the inbounds. Wiggins hobbled a bit. 34-26, Butler still with the lead. Three blocks now in this game for Williams, who's tied for the Big Ten lead in blocks per game at 2.9. Porter leads the conference with 3.4 steals per game. So the Badgers defense doing good things here to start the season. The Badgers overall as a team today, though, only with one steal. At 13 against NIU. 10 on the shot clock for Butler. Strandy gives it up to the right side, and the ball is kicked on an entry pass by Norman. And that means the shot clock will go back to 20 for Butler. Sarah Williams is Wisconsin's leading scorer so far today with 9 points. She's now gone up over 500 career points in 39 career games. And there is a driving layup on the right baseline by Kent. And she puts it up and in. Kent now up over 20, 21 points today. And Butler leads by 10, largest lead of the game for the Bulldogs. Schrammick skips it to the far side. Copeland catches and shoots a three. It comes up short, and it drops into the hands of Wingler. Other side, Kent flips it cross court. Strandy has it. The ball was nearly knocked out of the air, but Strandy catches, has it. Just right of center, gives it up to her right. That's Norman, entry pass to James, defended by Schrammick, back out. Extra pass to Strandy, 10 on the shot clock. She'll drive and stop. Out to her left, driving Wingler. She'll drive and kick. Kent Wild shot on the baseline with 3 on the shot clock. Missed everything. Picked up by Wisconsin. Badgers move into the front court. It's Porter to Leitzinger. Inside to Williams, layup good, and a foul. Sarah Williams and one for the Badgers. Williams fired up as the sophomore scores down deep on the left off the feed from Leitzinger. And now it'll be Williams to the free throw line. 68% free throw shooter this season. Williams in double figures, the first Badger to get to double figures today. These are her first free throws of the game. First free throw, I should say, and it's good. Three-point play is good from Williams. 36-29. Wisconsin trails by seven. A lot of time left. 3:20 to go in the third. Wisconsin trying for six wins through their first eight games of the 2023-2024 campaign. Jane has it, head of the key. Finds Norman on a handoff. Norman to the right elbow on a drive. Flips it back with the pass. Now to the corner, Kent. Got it knocked away by Copeland. Got it back inside to James. Working on Williams, rejected out of bounds. Sarah Williams again. Get it out of here. 3 seconds on the shot clock. Block number four today for Williams. So valuable defensively is Sarah Williams for the Badgers. Butler, try to get it in. Good catch on the sideline, down to two. Here's this wild shot, put up a long two. It's missed by Wingler. It's picked up by Butler, fresh 20. Wisconsin fought hard to force a bad shot, but Butler gets it back. 10 on the shot clock now. Here's a catch and shoot three on the right side by Norman. It falls off the right side of the rim. It's grabbed by Porter. Wisconsin moving into the front court. Pass to her left. Jimenez steers it inside to Williams. Back out Porter. Back inside Sarah. Turn around the restricted arc. How about another and one opportunity? The finish is good with the right hand. And Williams heads back to the charity stripe. Sarah Williams up and in over James. And that is team foul number five now against Butler. So with 2:28 to play in the third quarter, the Badgers will be in the bonus. James gets called for that foul. And here is Williams trying to get her second three-point play of the quarter. And that one's in. And Sarah Williams' offense has brought the Badgers back to life in the third. 36-32. Wisconsin trails by four. Williams up to 13 points to lead the way for the Badgers today. Butler with the basketball. Wingler tossed inside. Williams defending. Here is Carter back out. And what's the call here? It's a turnover by Butler. I'm not sure if they got it for 3 seconds or the walk. I missed the signal by the official, but bottom line, it's Wisconsin basketball. Turnover by Carter, a freshman who was in the game, and I think you might be able to actually give Sarah Williams some credit for that defending. Carter didn't know what to do. Here's a runner in the lane, missed by Porter. Rebound put up and in. Sarah Williams is taking over this quarter for Wisconsin. Williams up to 15, and it's a 6-0 Badgers run. UW now trails by two. A minute 42 to play in the third quarter. Porter tightly defending, almost near half court on Wingler. Gets it to Strandy, driving off to Wiggins on the left. Angles in, shot rejected again by Sarah Williams on a runner. And now Jimenez tying up the Butler player. They both fall to the ground. Who was that? I can't even get a number. That was Wingler. And the possession arrow goes to Wisconsin. 8-0 run by the Badgers. And they trail by two. They can tie it with a basket here or take the lead with a three. Sarah Williams having a big quarter. Here's Jimenez outside left, driving in to the lane, jumps into the air, came back down with the basketball. It's a travel. Kind of banged into the defense a little bit too. Just didn't have anywhere to go with it once she got into the air. Williams, 6 of her 15 points in this quarter. A minute 14 to play. The Badgers going to settle in defensively, trailing by two. We're in the third quarter here at the Kohl Center. Big Ten versus the Big East. Butler has the basketball. This is Carter. Up to Wiggins. To the corner. Strandy has it. Porter defends. Shot clock's getting close to 10. Strandy brings it between the circle. Porter defends. High slip screen. Strandy still with it. Porter defends. Strandy fadeaway. Shot good mid-range over Ronnie. Stops an 8-0 Badgers run. 38-34. Butler by four, 39 seconds to go in the third. Jimenez open, tries the three, it's good! But wait, a whistle before that and an offensive foul on the screen by Sarah Williams. That would have pulled Wisconsin to within one. seconds to go in the third. And an offensive foul called against Williams. She has two fouls. The Badgers have two as a team. Melmans has it, working on Porter. Top of the key, drives left of the lane, has nowhere to go. Flips it back out to Strandy. 20 on the game clock, 13 on the shot clock. Strandy driving in on Leitzinger, tries the window and it drops. 12 seconds to play in the quarter. Butler by six. Porter, front court. Porter around Strandy. Bounces down low on the left. Stramick missed it. Porter, other side, missed it. Down to 4 seconds. Rebounded Butler. That was a great look for Wisconsin. Strandy up the near sideline. Goes up for it. Copeland got a hand on it. Shot does not go anywhere. And we've now completed three quarters here in Madison. And it's the Butler Bulldogs, 40. Wisconsin Badgers, 34. Final 10 minutes coming up next. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Today's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. Three quarters in the books, and the Badgers trail Butler by a score of 40 to 34. Bulldogs outscored the Badgers by 14 to 12, but kind of depends that, you know, the flow of that quarter. Butler scored 6 of its 14 points. To start a 6-0 run to start that quarter. So after that 6-0 run, Wisconsin actually outscored Butler 12-8. The Badgers have trailed in this game by as many as 10 points. That's Butler's largest lead, came about midway through that third quarter. And Wisconsin was able to fight to within, 2 points at 36-34. Got it down to a 2-point game, but that's as close as they were able to get it in that third quarter. Douglas has the basketball, hasn't played since November of 2022. She catches down low, left hand layup good. Welcome back, Hallie Douglas. And that is our ATC Smart Play of the Game. ATC, energizing your future with smart careers. Hallie Douglas, that was from the first quarter when Douglas was able to make her Badgers season debut. Hadn't played in over a year. Douglas, welcome back to the court. ATC Smart Play of the Game. Fourth quarter underway. Butler has the basketball. They lead by 6. Over to the right side. Kent has it. Defended by Porter. Kent drives the free throw line. Launches a shot. She drills it. 15-footer good by Kent. She's up to 23 points today. 42-34, Butler. Porter and the Badgers have it. Williams sets the screen. Butler defending Stramick now. Copeland catches outside left, skips it to the near side. Jimenez on a strong drive. Back to the corner, Copeland. The Badgers trying to find an open shot. Copeland, left baseline, runners, an air ball with 3 seconds on the shot clock. Grabbed by Butler. Bulldogs have the lead, have the ball, up by 8. Both these teams seeking their sixth win of the season. No one defends Wiggins. She'll attack the rim and score with an easy left-hand finish, then falls to the floor and gets right back up. And are they going to call a foul now? Jimenez was defending down low. And we've got a stoppage of play. And they're going to say Wisconsin calls a timeout after that layup. 44-34. Wisconsin trails Butler by 10. Just trying to clarify if we're going full or if we're taking the 30. I think we'll keep it right here. Butler has now scored the first 4 points of the fourth quarter. And they have extended their lead back out to 10. Leading scorer for Wisconsin, Sarah Williams, has 15 points. Butler's leading scorer, Rachel Kent, is up to 23 points. Also for Butler, Strandy has 11. She's the second leading scorer. Second leading scorer for Wisconsin is Natalie Leitzinger, who has 7 points for the Badgers. Wisconsin overall, 32% from the floor. Butler is shooting 35% from the field. In this quarter, the Bulldogs 2 of 2. The Badgers have only attempted one shot, but it's been a big day for Sarah Williams defensively and offensively. 15 points for the sophomore, but man, has her defense come up big too. 5 blocks for Williams today. Had a couple of and ones in the third quarter to help keep Wisconsin in it. She scored 6 of her 15 points in the third quarter and has now reached a double-double. Also has locked down 10 rebounds for the Badgers. So Butler back out into the court after this Wisconsin timeout, which apparently has turned into a full timeout. Wisconsin still huddled up, waiting to come back out onto the court. I'll remind you that today's game brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, celebrating over 75 years of food and fun. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Badger Athletics. And it was an and one for Wiggins. They did get Jimenez on that foul on that last Wiggins basket. And Wiggins' free throw's no good. And it's ripped down by Schrammick. And here comes Wisconsin down by 10. Largest lead of the game for Butler right now is Jimenez has it front court for the UW. 8:39 to go in this game. Throws to the left, caught by Schrammick. Looking for a cutter, nobody open. Schrammick fires a pass to her right where Copeland catches. Tosses high post, Williams is double teamed. Williams trying to get out of trouble, bounces back to Sanaya on the wing. Copeland drives to the free throw line, tries to get it inside again. Williams catches up strong, count it, and another and one opportunity. Sarah Williams is coming up huge for Wisconsin offensively. And now Williams is up to 17 points this afternoon. Butler, first team foul. That one goes against Strandy, and that is Strandy's third. Here is Williams. Free throw rolls in. Sarah Williams puts 3 on the board for the Badgers. Her season high is 18. That's what she's at right now. 8:10 to play in the game. Butler ball up 44-37. Wiggins over to the left. Here's a ball fake. And now it's passed off to Kent. Kent to Strandy, long three hoisted. No good, too strong. Ball loose, and it's grabbed by Melmans of Butler. Offensive rebound right near the three-point arc on the right. Butler content to hold this for a while. It's Strandy, top of the key. Strandy right around Copeland, but an offensive foul on a screen set there by 32 Sidney James. And that'll be a foul against Butler, offensive foul. 44-37 Butler. Wisconsin trails by 7 in the final quarter. 7:31 to go. Jimenez outside right, left-hand dribble for the Badgers. Jimenez trying to direct traffic with the offhand. Throws to Copeland. Copeland driving in, tough from the left, missed it. And a foul. So Sanaya Copeland, who has 5 points today for the Badgers, steps to the free throw line for Wisconsin. Copeland missed her only 2 free throw attempts earlier in the game. Final quarter here at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin unbeaten at home this season. They're 4-0. Here's Copeland. Free throw rolls in. Copeland came into play today having missed just 1 free throw. Limited attempts, 6 attempts on the season. Here's the next one. So she makes 2 free throws and pulls her team to within 5 points. Plenty of time on the clock, 7:18 to go. Wiggins outside left, defended by Copeland. Gives it up to Kent. Schrammick will defend at the 3-point arc. Kent brings it back at the motion W. Left-hand dribble. Now a hard bounce, kicked by Wisconsin. And it'll reset the shot clock to 20. Wiggins catches the inbounds, dribbles to the right, now passes to Strandy at the top of the key to her left. Strandy to the wing on the dribble, wraparound, bounce pass inside, James on Williams, has nowhere to go, double team comes, out to Wiggins, double team at her, inside, shot missed, but a foul. They got it to Kent, and it's going to be a foul against Sarah Williams. Second team foul against Wisconsin. Kent had it down low on the right. Williams came over from the weak side trying to make a play on that shot and got a lot of the body there on Rachel Kent. The 5'11 grad transfer from IUPUI, and the free throw's down. Head coach Austin Parkinson of Butler coached at IUPUI for 12 seasons. Now has one of his former players here. And that free throw missed, but an offensive rebound by Strandy. 24 for Kent today. Kent has it out on top, defended by Jimenez. Bounce high post. That's Winkler. Back out to Kent. Driving on Jimenez. Shot clock's down to 5. Kick out. Here's a 3 straight on, and it rolls through for James. The 6'3 junior showing her range. Butler, 48. Wisconsin, 39. 6:20 to go. Badgers basketball pass. Tipped. Caught by Schrammick near the right elbow. Faces Kent, scoops a pass out. Jimenez has it, screened by Schrammick. Jimenez has it, driving, changing directions, throwing it inside to Schrammick on the baseline. Gets it into Williams, turn around, right to the lane is in. Sarah Williams, a new season high. She's up to 20 points in this one. 48-41, 7-point deficit for the home team Badgers. 4-0 at the Kohl Center this season, trying to defend their home court. Here's a left elbow jumper, popped out, went halfway down. Strandy missed it, into the hands of Williams. Up to 11 rebounds for the Badgers this afternoon. 5:39 to go in this game. Sarah Williams has had the hot hand, but Leitzinger tries a 3. It rims out, no good. Williams over the back, trying to grab that rebound. Stops the clock, 5:32 to go. And that'll be a foul. 48-41. And they're actually going to call that foul against Winkler. I thought it was over the back on Williams, but the Badgers throw it away. So Wisconsin was fortunate not to have that foul called against them, in my opinion. And now it's led to a turnover. Butler ball. Here's a 3. Again, Jane, she just hit one from there. That one popped out. Rebound, Butler. Fresh 20, another offensive rebound. Number 12 today for Butler. The Badgers actually have more offensive rebounds than the Bulldogs. Shot clock's at 10. Butler leading the ball up by 7. James has it outside to right. James out to Strandy. Topside 3. Put up Winkler. No good. Grabbed by Wisconsin. Jimenez flying into the front court. Jimenez downhill. Kick to Copeland. Jimenez falls hard to the floor. She's rolling around. Slow to get up. Landed hard on her left arm and shoulder. Now she's up. They stop play. It'll be Wisconsin ball. Jimenez will stay into the game for the Badgers. In the game, still the freshman. 7-point deficit for Wisconsin. 4:43 to go in this game. Jimenez gets to Copeland. Sanaya between the circles. Out to Schrammick, outside left. Leitzinger catches in the corner. Natalie, over to Copeland. Inside Schrammick. Schrammick backing down Kent. Puts up a shot, falls to the floor. No good, and a foul. 10 on the shot clock. Brooke Schrammick tried to make something happen down low. And the Badger senior will head to the free throw line. Schrammick scoreless this afternoon. Has grabbed 5 rebounds for the Badgers. And it'll be Brooke Schrammick at the free throw line. 53% this season. That free throw's in. And that number is misleading. Schrammick was an 85% free throw shooter for the Badgers last season. I expect throughout the course of this year that that number starts to increase. She missed the second. Rebounded Williams. Up off the glass for 2 more. Offensive rebound and the putback by Williams. 25, have it herself a day. 48-44. She's keeping Wisconsin in this game. Down by 4, the Badgers. Kent launches a 3. It's short. Picked up Schrammick. 4:05 to go. Jimenez steers it to the left. Copeland fires inside. High off the window, missing is Williams on the baseline. Touched by Butler. It'll stay with Wisconsin. Badgers trail by 4. Wisconsin's last lead, well, their largest lead has been 3 at 17-14. Here is Williams down low to Leitzinger to Schrammick, right wing 3. Touch too strong, and now Williams reaching over the back. And now they'll get Sarah for the foul. Butler basketball. Sarah Williams up to 22 points, 13 rebounds for the home team Badgers. 5 blocks as well for Williams. And she defends James. Kick out Kent's open 3 is short. And Kent tries to save it from going out of bounds. She does, but it's into the hands of Jimenez. Jimenez the other way in the front court. She'll drive and score down low. And the Badgers pull the within 2. 3:20 to go. Crowd at the Kohl Center starting to get loud. Timeout Butler. 48-46. Wisconsin down by 2. 3:20 to play. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need. Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
The Kohl Center, John Audius with you. Fourth quarter action, 2-point Butler lead. Wiggins bounces inside. Here's James on Williams. Got away from her and scored. Stopped a 7-0 Badgers run. 7-0 run brought Wisconsin to within 2. But now Butler comes back with a basket, and the Bulldogs lead by four. 2:52 to go in this game this afternoon at the Kohl Center. 5-2 Wisconsin, 5-2 Butler. Williams out to Jimenez. She is wide open. The three is no good. Copeland in there off her hands, and it's picked up by Wiggins of Butler. 2:37 to go. The Badgers going to have to lock down defensively here and see if they can overcome a four-point deficit. Wiggins, front court. Finds Strandy just right of center. Jimenez defends. Back to Wiggins. Shot clock's at 10. Back to Strandy. They play catch. Wiggins now bounces inside for James. Defended by Williams. James in the lane. James up over Sarah. It's good. 2:10 and counting to go. 6-point deficit for the home team. Badgers trying to remain unbeaten at the Kohl Center this season. Jimenez screened by Williams. Jimenez step back. The three is deflected, and it's into the hands of Wiggins. Picked up by Butler. Wiggins will walk across the timeline, trying to take as much time as she can. Game clock's at a minute 45, shot clock's at 18. Once again, the Badgers are going to have to D up. Wiggins throws to the corner. Kent, a three. It's no good. Strandy clears for Wisconsin. To Jimenez. Backcourt dribbling to the front court. Attacking her defender, Wiggins. All the way to the rim. Basket's good. They're going to say foul on the floor before that shot. What an attack there by Jimenez. But a foul before the drive and the finish. She got bumped two steps in the NBA. That's a continuation. That's an and one, but it'll be Jimenez now to shoot two. Giannis Jimenez, 81% free throw shooter in her freshman season. Up over 11 points per game for the Badgers this season. Two big free throws with 90 seconds to play, and the first one's no good. 6-point deficit for Wisconsin. They will need every point they can get. And that one rolls off. Two missed free throws by Giannis Jimenez. A minute 27 to go. Wisconsin still down by six. Anything's possible with Wiggins in the front court now. Jimenez will defend. A minute 19 to play. 19 on the shot clock. So Butler can take it right down to the 60-second mark. Wiggins, screen, over to Kent, left wing, inside to James. Williams defends. James has it, turnaround, left hand, came up short. Williams grabs it for the Badgers, finds Jimenez. A minute two to play. Jimenez pass, deflected and stolen. Butler gets the turnover with 60 seconds to play and a 6-point lead. Wiggins, Jimenez will wrap her up in a foul with 49 seconds. And that'll be team foul number four, I believe, against Wisconsin. Or is it? Yep, four. So one more will send Butler to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Badgers lead the all-time series. Three wins, one loss. That's in jeopardy. Inbound Strandy will be fouled by Copeland with 48.3 seconds. And that's going to put Butler at the free throw line and Caroline Strandy from Racine, Wisconsin, an 81% free throw shooter. Strandy and the Bulldogs up by six, up by seven. 12 points today for Strandy. Next one is up and in. Timeout by the Badgers. 48.3 seconds to play. 54-46. Butler on top by eight. Calling all Badger fans. American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger football and basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Day sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. Butler on a 6-0 run at the wrong point of the game. They're up by a score of 54-46. Badgers were making a charge, and they had it down to a 2-point game with, I think it was a 7-0 run that cut it to two with 3:26 to play. but it's been all Butler since then. The Bulldogs on a 6-0 run. Porter has it outside right, attacks the rim, drives in and scores. All right, easy layup, that's good. Timeout Butler. That's exactly what you want to do if you're Wisconsin. And there's Ronnie Porter. Seems a bit hobbled as she heads back to the Badgers bench. But she went right around Wiggins, who didn't want a foul. Butler, a foul, put Wisconsin at the free throw line, and the layup was good. Speaking of the free throw line, I bet you that's a spot at the end of the game the Badgers will look back and wish they had made a few more. Wisconsin, unfortunately, is 7 of 14 from the foul line today. Now, Butler has gotten there 8 times and made 5, but 50% shooting at the free throw line, I know, is not something that the coaching staff wants. And if you're able to up that percentage just a little bit, right now it's a 6-point game. Who knows what we'd be at? But we'll deal with the present and what is happening on the court. And there's 42.7 seconds to play. And Butler leads by 6. So once again, Wisconsin's going to need some tough defense here. And they're going to need some offense on the other side. Hallie Douglas into the game with Schrammick, Leitzinger, Porter, and Copeland. Inbounding near side, it's Melman's. Pass deflected by Hallie. Strandy in the backcourt. Pounded defensively, and then Douglas wraps up Strandy with 39.4 seconds to play. So Wisconsin tried to go for the deflection and a steal. Couldn't quite force the turnover, and they send Strandy back to the free throw line. She's 3 of 4 from the line. And Douglas checks out. Sarah Williams into the game for the Badgers. Williams playing with 4 fouls. And that one's up and in. Strandy makes the free throw and gives her team a 7-point lead. Here's the next one, and that one's in. Lead back up to 8. Time winding down for the Badgers, 39 seconds and counting. They bounce into the front court. Leitzinger just gets pushed over as she tries to set a screen for Porter. And a foul against Butler stops the clock, and it'll put Wisconsin at the free throw line in Natalie Leitzinger. Wisconsin still swinging right to the very end of this one. But they need to put some points up and get a stop. Hope for some missed free throws along the way as well. They got to make theirs, and here's Leitzinger. 6 of 9 from the free throw line this season, and that one's in. Here's Leitzinger again. And that one's in. 2 at the line, and a timeout by Butler. 34.9 seconds to play. It's Butler 56, Wisconsin 50. In this quarter, each team has scored 16 points. Butler in the game has led by as many as 10. Last time that happened was early to start this quarter at the 8:49 mark. The Badgers' largest lead has been 3. That came in the second quarter when Wisconsin led it 17-14. But man, Butler has been in control. For most of this game, the Badgers were able to cut it down to a 2-point game this quarter at the 3:26 mark at 48-46. But since that time, it's an 8-4 Butler run. So the Bulldogs responded after the Badgers tried to push it back into their favor. And just taking a look at the play-by-play, I'm looking for the last Badgers lead. Butler's led the entire second half, so probably that 17-14 Badgers lead. One of the last leads for Wisconsin. Actually, Badgers led it 19-17 as well. And I believe, yeah, that was the last time Wisconsin led in the game, was in the second quarter. Back out onto the court, Butler and Wisconsin following the Bulldogs' timeout. Butler, Strandy has it double team. Are they going to foul? Nope. Strandy driving down low, knocks over Leitzinger down underneath the rim, but a foul will be called against Wisconsin. It's against Natalie, And back to the free throw line. 30 seconds to play in the game. It'll be Strandy again. Strandy now up to 15 points. She's 5 of 6 from the free throw line. Once again, an 81% free throw shooter this season. She was about at that same number last season at 78%. Six-point deficit for Wisconsin. Their perfect record at home in jeopardy. Strandy calmly sinks that free throw back up to 7. Badgers need some misses here, and right now they're not getting them. Another free throw in by Strandy and a timeout Wisconsin. Final timeout taken by the Badgers. They'll advance the basketball to the front court, but now Wisconsin needs to start putting some points on the board. Down by 8. Then they're going to have to hope for turnovers and or missed free throws at this point. Time not on the side of the Wisconsin Badgers. In this quarter, Butler has outscored the UW 18-16. In this half, Wisconsin is shooting 37%. Butler is shooting 41%. To see the glaring differences. Free throw line, Wisconsin's made one more free throw. They've been there more in the second half, 8 of 13. Butler's been getting some free throws late here as Wisconsin's trying to get some misses at the line, but Butler's 7 of 9 this half. Wisconsin's out-rebounded Butler in the half, 23-15. One of the glaring numbers is the low turnover numbers and the points off turnovers. Butler's only turned it over 5 times today. And they lead Wisconsin in points off turnovers, 13-6. So plus 7 there, plus 8 on the scoreboard. In the second half, they've outscored Wisconsin by just 4. But right now, they're in control, and there's just 30 seconds to go. Wisconsin's timeout is over. Porter tries to get it inside to Schrammick. Knocked out of bounds. It'll now be on the baseline. Out of bounds for the Badgers. Seconds. Porter will inbound. Baseline right. And now a whistle before Porter even gets the itch to throw it in. And a foul called against Butler. And they're going to get Melvin's with the foul, and that's a good event for Wisconsin because it's going to put Snia Copeland at the free throw line, and the clock didn't even start. Well, the first pass was deflected out, 0.6 went off, but we're down to 29.4. And now it's up to Snia Copeland to make her free throws. 5'7 sophomore, Copeland at the free throw line. Two big free throws coming up for Copeland. She came up short on the first one. Still an 8-point lead for Butler. Here comes the next free throw from Copeland, and that one rolls in. 7-point lead for Butler, 29.4. Now Wisconsin try to go for the turnover. Strandy has it up the near sideline. Jimenez running with her. Strandy has it. Jimenez hand on her back. Strandy picks up her dribble, leaves it off, and now a foul as she got it to her teammate Kent at the free throw line. And Kent's fouled with 21.9 seconds to go. The time is now not on the side of Wisconsin, down 7. The scenarios are starting to become less unlikely for the Badgers to pull something off here as Kent goes to the free throw line. Kent was an 80% free throw shooter at the line last season. She's leading the way with 24 points today, a season high. Missed the free throw. There you go. Kent is 2 of 5 from the free throw line today. Here's the next one. That one's going to bounce around and drop in. For a moment, you thought maybe it's going to fall off. No good, but it does go through. 8-point Butler lead, 59-51. Porter has it left corner. Defender falls down. She'll attack to the rim. Miss it with the left hand. Rebounded Butler. Down to 11 seconds to play. And the Badgers will back off. And the Butler Bulldogs have come into Madison in the Kohl Center and handed the UW its first home loss of the season. Final score, Butler 59, Wisconsin 51, and the Badgers drop to 5-3 this season. They'll take a week off and play their first Big Ten game of the year a week from today at home in front of what will be a sellout at the Kohl Center and fourth-ranked Iowa. 5-3 so far for Wisconsin. Tough loss to take here today. 59-51. Butler by 8. We'll take a break. Come back when the post-game show starts. We'll hear from Wisconsin assistant coach Margaret McKeon. We'll run through the final numbers for you. Take a listen to some of the highlights from this one, too. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Basketball from Learfield.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Defensive rebounding kind of hurt us as well. Our turnovers didn't help. So there were a lot of things that we can improve on. We're a young group. These are kind of tests that we have to figure out. They're a veteran group, and their veteran group, they're both the top players. The ones that scored are both, she's a graduate, senior, and then the other kid is a senior and from Wisconsin. So I'm sure they're very happy with their victory.
How much did you miss, those free throws dropping down the street? I know probably not the number you wanted as a staff.
No, I mean, that's another point that you brought up that I didn't even want to think about, because you just kept seeing us miss. And we actually have been improving on that in the last couple games, because we were shooting I think it was 55, 60% early on in the season. And then we started to be at a higher clip, 80, 90%. And then today it just kind of it hit us in the foot, as you can say, or shot us in the foot, whatever the saying is.
You mentioned Sarah Williams, too. She had a season high in points as a 22, I believe, was the final number for her. She had double figures in rebounding. Her defense was outstanding. I guess what can you say overall about her game? And even defensively, I mean, opponents, they try to go down low. Williams is waiting for them.
Oh, I mean, she had an unbelievable game today. I mean, they had nothing for her. I knew that prior to the game that she was going to be burying people low and then having just basic layups.
Yeah.
So she showed up and showed out today. It was just unfortunate that we couldn't find one or two more players to help her out. And, you know, like when the ball doesn't go, if you don't see the ball go through the basket, it's very difficult to build confidence off of that. And then when you're playing a team that is a possession team, a team that wants to run their stuff and get things off of their screen action to their, you know, their back cuts, things to that nature, it's very difficult to play so hard on the defensive end because the ball's not going in on the other end. So it will learn from this. That's the good thing. Unfortunately, you like to learn when we win, but not today. But hopefully we shoot the ball, you know, exceptionally well the next time we're out. So we'll see how it goes.
You're going to need that high shooting against the Iowa Hawkeyes. A Big Ten game coming up in a week.
Yes, we do. You know, it's, yeah, that's going to be an exciting time. I believe it's sold out. We've never played in front of, this group has never played in front of, you know, 17,000 people. 17 screaming thousand people. So it should be, we're fortunate to have this opportunity to play, a top 10 team in the country. And Caitlin Clark, who's exceptional. So we'll see what we're made of on that day as well.
Thanks for the time.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
A great one.
You too. That's assistant coach Margaret McKeon as the Badgers fall today to Butler 59-51. We'll take a break and come back and look at the final numbers next. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you ready for Badger basketball? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those amazing on-the-court moments. Shields is right there with you, cheering our team on to victory. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online. And let's get ready for Badger basketball. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
Maybe your hometown celebrates long-standing Swiss traditions. Cow chip throwing. Or even classic car muscle. Everyone has a hometown, and every hometown has a festival. Senex wants to hear about yours. That's why we're launching the Hometown Throwdown. Tell us about your fest, and it could win $100,000. Learn more at senexhometownthrowdown.com. Senex, powered locally.
Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics. While players need peace of mind to succeed in their sport, seniors and their families find peace of mind at Oak Park Place through the right balance of care and independence. Hi, this is Pat Ricker for Oak Park Place. Choose a senior living community with neighbors that become like family. Enjoy the comforts of your apartment with an abundance of events just outside your door. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more. Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Post-game show continues. John Audius with you at the Kohl Center. Tough day for the Badgers. They fall to the Big East Butler Bulldogs, 59-51. Butler outscored them 19-17 in the fourth quarter. Pretty much second half was pretty close, 33-29 in favor of Butler. This game started a 7-zip run for the Bulldogs. Badgers in a hole right away, but Wisconsin would go on a 10-0 run themselves after scoring a basket, trailing by five. They go on that 10-0 run, and they lead it 12-7 in that first quarter. Hallie Douglas also made her return to the court after missing just over a year with an ACL injury suffered last November. She's back on the court here in early December of 2023, scored a basket in that first quarter. Sarah Williams scored seven in the first, and the Badgers had a one-point lead after the first 10 minutes. Second quarter saw the Bulldogs outscore the Badgers by five. Butler had its largest lead, Wisconsin had its largest lead in that quarter at one point at 17-14, but the Bulldogs able to take control. Ronnie Porter scored 5 points in that quarter. At the half, Butler plus four. In the third quarter, Bulldogs, as I mentioned, outscored the Badgers by two. It was a 6-0 start to the quarter for Butler. They would lead by six after that quarter. Sarah Williams had 6 points in the quarter for the Badgers. And then in that fourth quarter, Wisconsin was able to cut it to two at 48-46 thanks to a 7-0 run. That came with about 3:26 to go, but Butler would take control after that, go on to make their free throws down the stretch, and Wisconsin would fall here at home for the first time this season, 59-51. Overall, the numbers look like this. UW shot 34.5%, Butler 33% shooting. The Badgers hit just 3 of 20. That's something